Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You know, it's hard having this level of success. It's difficult. When you cheer for a college basketball team that can actually cut down the nets, every time you're playing people, you're getting their best shot. That's what it's like to cheer for the Missouri Tigers right now, especially when they're at home. Did you know that Missouri has a longer home winning streak than Kansas does? And I'm told that's the mecca of basketball, the toughest place to go in there and play. Teams are walking in there leaving with victories every day. They're not doing that when they come to Mizzou Arena. They're not doing that when they hear Mr. Brightside. They're leaving defeated. Not when they go to Allen, though. They watch that video. They feel inspired to give out a first grade ass whooping is what they've been giving out when they go to that place. But that's not the purpose of this segment. Missouri's sitting there right now, 13-3, undefeated at home, just having a fantastic season. KU, I'm watching them on Saturday. They're setting basketball back. They're playing some just nice 40-32 basketball games. Just effort, defensive intensity, and bricks. That's what they're just going out there doing, building houses, building shelters for people right now with the bricks that they're throwing up. But you know what? At least they won. Nobody cares if you win ugly. You won. K-State, you're a different beast. Rob, what happened to K-State? It wasn't that long ago. We were looking at K-State as they were going to the Elite Eight. Their coach was being courted by everybody. Are you going to take the Ole Miss job? You going to take the Arkansas job? Maybe you'll go to Baylor. If we were talking about that. Rob, they got a hot and ready 30-piece this weekend. Hot and ready. They weren't in either of the games they played last week. They went on the road and played Oklahoma State. I don't even know why they got on the plane. They certainly didn't get on there to play basketball. They were not interested in trying to win on Tuesday night. All right, we're coming back home. We got Houston coming back into town. Why don't we get back on the right path? Why don't we get things going? We can do that now. We play well. We win this game. We get a quad one win. We're back on track. They got beat by 30. You got Texas Tech coming up. You got KU and Baylor coming up. There ain't a whole lot of sunny days coming up for the K-State Wildcats. They're looking at a bottom four. They're going to be playing in session one in the Big 12 tournament. They're going to be playing on Tuesday afternoon in the Big 12 tournament. Don't nobody want to play on a Tuesday afternoon in the Big 12 tournament. K-State's going to be playing West Virginia in session one in the Big 12 tournament. Colorado, don't nobody want to go to that game. They're paying you to go to that game. Those tickets are going to be $2 to go to that session one on a Tuesday against Colorado. When did it get this bad for K-State? They look like a team that has quit. They look like a team that has quit and a team that is not currently listening to their head coach. The effort that they gave this week against Oklahoma State was embarrassing, and they were never in the game on Saturday against Houston. What happened to the Wildcats?
There was a time, I think it was on John Kurtz's 3 Mile podcast, and I apologize if I'm crediting the wrong podcast. Remember this offseason when Jerome Tang said to donors, if you bring me the money, we can bring you a natty?
I remember that.
That is a thing he said at one of the Catbacker events. He said the word natty. And then Coleman Hawkins, we find out, is making $2 million. It's like the rest of the roster is free, but even the NIL and the things aside, when you as the head coach of it, whatever team, K-State, the Chiefs, the Royals, it does not matter what organization you're a part of. If you start talking big expectations, your fans jump in and they join in big expectations. They start to get excited. They start foaming at the mouth. They had Coleman Hawkins, Brendan Hawson, Doug McDaniel, like David Castillo, that four-star guard they brought in. They were K-State fans in August were talking spicy about this team. You thought I'll talk spicy about KU football. K-State fans were hot and bothered by the hoops program. And now I saw the advanced analytics have them as the second worst team in the league. The only team worse is Oklahoma State, who you lost to head-to-head, by the way.
Got cooked by, too.
This team reeks of Tuesday Arizona State down in Kansas City at 2:30.
It ain't looking good.
Well, you know what? Me and you will go if you have no show, and we will be the only people there. You'll hear us both clapping for Tang. Woohoo!
No, I will not be at that game. No, thank you. I don't have any interest in being at that game.